Nations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Please.
In their book, The Last Week, Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan point out that the procession of Jesus into the city, the peasant procession with the gathered crowds waving palm branches and laying down their cloaks, would not have been the only procession coming into Jerusalem on this day at the start of Passover. Pilate, the governor of Israel, the governor of Palestine, would have also arrived in Jerusalem on this day, and being a Roman governor, he would not have slipped into the city quietly. He would have arrived with an army, with soldiers riding on a grand war horse, making as much noise and as much ruckus and putting forth the power of the empire as strongly and as loudly as possible. Roman governors did not typically stay in Jerusalem, which they considered a backwater provincial capital. They preferred the much more modern city of Caesarea on the sea. But on Passover, a governor had to be in Jerusalem because you just never knew what the people of Israel were going to get up to on this, the festival when they remembered their liberation from another empire. So Pilate would have arrived with as much show of force as humanly possible to remind the Israelites, to remind the Jews, exactly what they were up against if they chose to seek liberation on this particular week. It is, Borg points out, perfect symbolism of the collision that would bring about the events of Holy Week. Then, on the one hand, the powers of this world, the kingdoms of this world, the mighty armies of Rome that nobody had ever defeated, the mighty might of wealth and power that could defeat anyone and anything in its path. On the other, a prophet from Galilee, from Nazareth, out in the boondocks, heralded by a bunch of peasants who simply cut branches from the trees nearby, and whose mount was not a war chariot, but a donkey. It is an uneven contest. Anybody guessing how things were going to play out on that collision would have properly and correctly imagined a Mack truck and a Honda Civic coming and crashing. We all know what happens. The Mack truck goes straight up over the Honda Civic and nobody even notices that they've gotten run over. This is a collision that should not have changed the world. This is a collision that should have simply led to the end of rebellious stirrings in Galilee, yet more rebellious stirrings in Galilee, and the empire going on without a single hiccup or change. After all, who was this man the crowds called Hosanna? Save us too. Nothing but an itinerant preacher. And for a little while, that collision went just exactly as you might expect. But something else was at work. Something else rode with that itinerant preacher on the donkey. And that was the power and glory of God. It was God's kingdom that was moving on that day down the Mount of Olives. It was God's kingdom that was coming in to collide with the ways of the world. It might look for a season, for a week, for a while, that the powers of this world are going to win that battle, are going to win in that collision, though they will not even notice the flattening of the kingdom of God. But that's not how it turned out, is it? As we journey this week through the remembering Jesus' last night with his disciples on Maundy Thursday, his crucifixion on Good Friday, as we wait with the disciples in the upper room telling the stories of what God has done in the past on Easter Vigil, we do it knowing that the story did not end quite the way we would have expected. We do it knowing that on Easter Sunday, we have something to celebrate that Pilate could never have imagined. Amen.
Amen.